When you visit a hospital, it's not uncommon to hear the sounds associated with medical technology, sounds like these. High-pitched beeps emitted by all kinds of monitors. Those persistent beeps can help save lives by alerting medical personnel that a patient is in trouble, but they can also turn out to be false alarms. Now, an investigation by the Boston Globe explores a dangerous phenomenon called alarm fatigue, when nurses are so desensitized to the beeps that they fail to respond. Reporter Liz Kowalczyk wrote the series. She says the sounds from patient monitors are alarmingly common.
This one small unit at Johns Hopkins, a 15-bed unit, documented 942 alarms a day. That's about one alarm every 90 seconds.
And to help us understand when medical personnel don't respond to one of these alarms, perhaps you could quickly walk us through one of the cases.
One of the cases that I wrote about involved an elderly woman at UMass Memorial Medical Center in Worcester, Massachusetts. She was in the hospital to get a cardiac catheterization. Her monitor sounded an alarm for about an hour, indicating a weak battery, and then for about 15 minutes, indicating a battery that was about to die. And no one responded to that alarm. And she did have a heart attack. And because the monitor wasn't working, there was no alarm to alert staff to her heart attack.
In that case, or in the many others that you investigated, how do you know that a swift response really would have saved the patient's life?
You really don't know. You know, doctors in this case had told the family that they didn't believe a swift response would have saved her. But on the other hand, she was someone who doctors predicted would leave the hospital.
Do the devices themselves have problems or flaws that contribute to alarm fatigue?
Well, I think you would hear a lot of nurses and doctors saying that they do. The big problem is for nurses is that the vast majority of these alarms are false alarms. The machines are so sensitive that they alarm when a patient coughs, they alarm when a patient turns over. And that contributes to alarm fatigue.
What has been the reaction from medical personnel, particularly the nursing community?
You know, I was very worried about the reaction from the nursing community because I didn't want the stories to feel like we were blaming them for something. And actually, I was pleasantly surprised that they have acknowledged and confirmed that this is a big problem that they face. And they feel like it's very valuable to get a discussion of this out in the open.
So what can be done about this? How are hospitals responding?
Well, I think there are some short-term solutions hospitals are trying. You know, one is to hire nurses or technicians whose sole job is just to monitor the monitors. Another solution hospitals are looking at is trying to reduce the number of people on monitors. There are a lot of patients on cardiac monitors who probably don't need to be on cardiac monitors. But, you know, there has to be systemic longer-term solutions that are reached in cooperation with companies in terms of how these monitors work and trying to reduce the number of false alarms that they produce.
Liz Kowalczyk, thank you very much for speaking with us.
Thank you very much.
We've been speaking with Liz Kowalczyk. She wrote a series for the Boston Globe on a condition known as alarm fatigue.
All Things Considered continues right after this.